Would you mind just by starting by saying how well your constituency is prepared for this change in the apprenticeship policies?
Well, I think businesses are prepared for it. They are aware that it's coming and they know how it's going to work. Of course, there are always some concerns when anything changes and something new comes along, but I'm sure it will bed down very quickly, and it is going to deliver a huge boost to both the quality and the number of apprenticeships that we can deliver, and that is key to the future of our economy.
And how will you measure the success of this policy change?
Well, initially, it's a numbers target. We want to get 3 million new apprenticeships initiated during this Parliament, and we want to raise the quality of those apprenticeships, and we've put in place the mechanisms that will do that. In the longer term, we will see the benefit coming through in terms of productivity gains in the economy. More people with the right skills adding more value in businesses up and down the country.
And what do you see as the biggest hurdles?
I mean, the biggest challenge is to get the young people with the appropriate attitudes and interests linked up with employers who can support them through apprenticeships to acquire the specific skills that will turn those enthusiasms into real marketable workplace skills that will allow them to go out and earn a living and contribute to a successful business.
And what do you, what's your impression coming here to Brooklands College?
Well, for me, this is a fantastic, successful initiative, because I've been involved with this college for 20-odd years now, and there have been various abortive attempts at major redevelopment of the college. So to see a project which has come to fruition, which is actually delivering the better quality teaching facilities that will support this revolution in apprenticeships is really good news.
And how do you think, you know, the other countries are ahead in productivity? How have they done that? Why have we fallen behind so quickly?
Well, it's a number of factors. Skills is only one of them. It's about the amount of capital employed in businesses. It's about the quality of the public infrastructure. But it is also about skills. And one of our closest and principal competitors, Germany, has for years and years invested very heavily in technical vocational skills, recognizing that not for everybody is university the right solution, and that many successful businesses depend on those high-level technical skills rather than on academic qualifications. And I think we've perhaps come rather late to this party, but we absolutely recognize now that there's a vital need to give parity of esteem to vocational training and to ensure that we have the opportunities available for young people and indeed for older people who want to reskill to get the vocational skills that they need and to deploy them effectively in businesses large and small.
Thank you.
We're going to have to mute them.
Good. Thanks, Michael. Thank you. Yep, sure. Tom. Yeah.